George. At 14, I was enamoured with a girl in another class, and an opportunity to make her aware of my feelings was provided by the annual third-year discotheque. I hadn't been to one before, being as you were only in the third year once, and it was an annual event. But knowing that she was going meant that my attendance was compulsory, even though I was an isolated boy detested by many. I asked my dad what he thought I should wear, and he immediately advised my school uniform. "You haven't got any other clothing," he reasoned. Arriving at the function, I felt like a fool, seeing everybody else in their casual cool. But I was brightened by the sight of the one who drove me to drool. There was also a boy in the room whom I yearned for, but kids in those days were such fascists where sexual politics were concerned, and I spurned my unfashionable feeling, revealing only my yearning for the girl. Our twirl together was a predictably poor piece of choreography, and I'm sure that she was only doing it because I promised that if she did one dance with me, I would never bother her again. I was shortly to find a different input for my love, an output for my passion, in the shape of Luton Town Football Club and our dream of promotion from the fourth division. My involvement with the team also provided my first successful amorous encounter with the boy I'd been frightened to approach in the discotheque. It was on the coach back from the away match at Hartlepool, away from home, and also away from the aggressive rigidity of the other boys, we chatted and batted our eyelashes, and coming back I nestled deep into his soft mum-made jumper and dropped into a sleep. When the coach stopped, I got up, sad to be back, but happy to have experienced such happiness, only to discover that we were only at the motorway services near Derby and there was still a load more snuggling to be had with the lad, and I glowed on the road, inwardly rootin' and tootin', going back to my abode in Luton, oblivious to the uselessness of our centre-forwards shootin'.